This is Pam Johnson Bennett with my Think Like a Cat behavior and training tip. Today's topic, some common reasons why cats stop using the litter box. When your cat stops using the box, it's frustrating and it's stressful for both the cat and the cat parent. It's also, sadly, one of the most common reasons that a cat may get that one-way ticket to the nearest shelter. There are so many reasons why a cat may avoid the litter box, and it's important to figure out the true cause in order to get everything back on track. Inappropriate elimination, it shouldn't be a deal breaker when it comes to whether your cat gets to stay in your family or not. While some reasons for litter box aversion may be very complex, there are also some very simple mistakes that we make. And if you're a new cat parent, it's really easy to make some simple errors that may not seem important at the time, but trust me, those mistakes can have a big effect on how your cat views his toileting setup. So here's a list of some common reasons for litter box avoidance. Let's start with something very important, and it's something many people overlook, and that's the fact that there could be an underlying medical issue. When dealing with a litter box problem, be sure you look at this possibility first. Don't assume that a problem's behavioral. Make sure you get your cat checked by the veterinarian first. It's common for a cat experiencing pain when he goes to the box to associate the box with his pain. And it may be that your cat can't make it to the box in time because he's in pain or he's feeling discomfort. For example, maybe he's becoming arthritic. So don't overlook this very important step. And speaking of medical issues and pain, next on my list is declawing. Cats who are declawed may continue to feel pain long after the healing period. And some cats' paws remain sensitive for the rest of their lives, and the texture of the litter may be too uncomfortable for them. You know, there are so many reasons not to declaw your cat, and this is really just one of them. So if you're on the fence about whether to put your cat through this surgical amputation, please first read the article on our website about declawing. Next on my list, a common factor in litter box avoidance, a dirty litter box. Would you want to use a toilet that never gets flushed? Of course not. And cats are very clean animals, so if the box is too dirty, they may seek out other arrangements. Scoop the litter box at least twice a day. Yes, you heard me right, twice a day, and completely wash out the box monthly. Now, if you're not using scoopable litter, then you'll have to wash out the box on a weekly basis. Next, let's talk about covered litter boxes. Now, if you're familiar with me and my books and my work, you know, this raises a red flag for me all the time. You may think a covered litter box is a good idea because it gives the cat some privacy, and it also confines the litter odor inside the box. But the truth is, a covered litter box, it really isn't cat-friendly. A covered box makes the cat feel confined very often. And the box is also inconvenient for you, so that it makes it harder for you to scoop it on a regular basis. Covered litter boxes also create more odor. It may not smell on the outside, but on the inside, it smells worse for the cat because the air doesn't get in there to dry the soiled litter. And speaking of cleaning and dirty boxes, when you're cleaning a covered litter box, you have more to clean. You don't just have the bottom of the box, you've got the cover to clean too. But my biggest complaint with a covered litter box is that it prevents the cat from having escape potential. In a multi-cat household, this can be a crucial issue, because a cat may avoid the box if he feels he's going to get ambushed in there. The covered litter box creates only one way in and one way out. It's very easy for a cat to feel trapped. When looking at the box, you may have an open box, but maybe it's the wrong size. Don't choose a litter box based on where it's going to conveniently fit in a location. Choose a box based on the size of your cat. The box should be about 1.5 times the length of your cat. I can't tell you how many times I go to clients' homes with big cats, Persians, Maine Coons, and they've got these little boxes that really are only adequate for a kitten. Going down the list, let's talk about how many boxes you have. Maybe you don't have enough. In multi-cat homes, You should have the same number of boxes as you have cats. And actually, if there's a litter box issue or there's any kind of tension between your cats, then you should also have one extra box. Even if you live with just one cat, if you have a home with more than one level, there should be a box on each level. Or if it's a ranch house, if it's a big house, have a box on each side of the house. Make it convenient for your cat. Speaking of location, you may have boxes spread all over the place, but are they in the right location? Location choice should be, again, about convenience and security for your cat, not about what's convenient for us. Don't put the litter box near the food, because cats don't eat where they eliminate. Don't put it in a damp basement, because that makes it harder for the litter to dry. And also, when you have a basement, sometimes cats don't want to go down those stairs, especially in a multi-cat household, because they're kind of committed. Once they're going down the stairs, there could be a cat at the bottom of the stairway, and then they can get into a confrontation, so they may decide it's better to go somewhere else. So you want to make sure that that box is in an open location. In a multi-cat household, scatter litter boxes around the house and don't have them lined up in one room. You don't want a cat developing a litter box problem because he's afraid to cross the path of another cat just to get to the one room where you have 10 litter boxes located. Place a box in each cat's preferred area. Next on the list, litter box liners. It may seem like a very small issue, but if you have a great litter box set up, it's a fabulous box, you're using the best litter, you're keeping the box clean, you've got boxes in the best locations, and you still have a litter box problem, it might be time to look at whether you're using litter box liners or not and whether they could be a factor there. Litter box liners are created, again, for us, for our convenience, but they're not really cat friendly. They often tear from the cat's claws, and it's also easy for urine to form pools in the folds of the plastic. And oh my gosh, does that cause a litter box odor problem? You also have to keep in mind the fact that the plastic may create discomfort when he's trying to dig and cover. If his claws are getting stuck in there and it's really uncomfortable for him, he may make the choice that it's easier and a lot more comfortable to just eliminate on the carpet. When looking at your litter box setup, part of the problem might be that you're not using enough litter in the box. Don't be stingy when it comes to filling the litter box. If you don't want to create an odor problem, put an adequate amount of litter in the box and keep the level consistent. Now, in general, about 3 inches is a good amount, but you'll have to adjust that based on your individual cat. As you scoop, remember to periodically top off the litter with a little bit more to keep that consistent amount. And speaking of litter, it's possible you could be using the wrong type of litter. In general, cats like an unscented, sand-like substance. They like the soft feel on their paws, and the sand-like litter makes it easy for digging and covering. Cats also don't want to smell all those flowery, perfumed litters. Those are made for us to kind of fool us into thinking the litter box is cleaner than it really is. Keep in mind how close your cat's nose gets to that litter when he's in the box. Texture is also important when it comes to litter. There are so many litters on the market that are created to appeal to us, whether it's that they're eco-friendly, they're flushable, they're dust-free. But if your cat doesn't like it, it really doesn't matter how eco-friendly or how dust-free it is. What's most important is that it's a litter your cat likes and wants to use. And in general, it's been my experience that an unscented, soft, scoopable litter, that tops the cat's list. Now let's talk about high-tech litter boxes. Electronic, self-cleaning boxes. Oh, they have so many downsides, I don't even know where to start. My list could be so long with those. Many of them have motors that are frightening. They're also really big. They take up a lot of space in your house, but the actual surface for the cat to use is really small. Many self-cleaning boxes have covers, and you know how I feel about that. They're also really noisy. Even though some of the boxes are timed with their motors to not activate the cleaning until about 10 minutes after the cat has left the boxes don't account for the fact that another cat might be entering. Some rakes in the self-cleaning boxes easily clog, too, whether it's from a large urine clump or from a clump of diarrhea. And the other important downside to a self-cleaning box is that you're prevented from monitoring what is or isn't happening in that box. When you clean the box, it's an opportunity to check on your cat's health. It's during cleaning time that you may notice constipation or diarrhea. You might see that there's a larger than normal urine clump, which might indicate the start of renal failure or diabetes, or you may not see any urine clump at all, and that might mean that your cat is totally blocked. So the fact that a high-tech box is sort of created for convenience, it isn't really. It isn't cat-friendly. It's really big. They're very expensive. They're very noisy. I don't find them to be very effective. And most of all, they deny me an opportunity to really keep track of my cat's health. Let's talk about cleansers next. We want to keep the litter box clean, so that means we've got to clean it on a regular basis with cleansers. Even though you're using scoopable litter and you're refreshing that with fresh litter and you're taking out the soiled clumps, it doesn't mean that you don't have to thoroughly scrub that box. But the problem is if you're using a really strong smelling household cleanser, then that can leave a scent on the plastic. When you clean the box, my recommendation is to just use heavily diluted bleach with hot water. And when you're done cleaning, make sure there are no traces of the scent on the plastic. Just to give you an idea of how sensitive a cat's nose is, he has 67 million scent receptors. Compare that to the 5 million that we have. Now, as we go down this list, you may be thinking, I've set up a great litter box. It's not covered. I keep it clean. I use a litter that my cat has liked. I've taken him to the vet. Why is he still not using the litter box? Well, you know, it could be something as simple as the fact that you're using a litter scatter mat. The mats are designed to catch the litter that gets trapped on the cat's paws, but some mats have a texture that cats find uncomfortable. So there's something else to look at. Maybe get a mat that's a little smoother, or maybe don't even bother with the mat. Now, last on my list, and it is certainly not least, is punishment. And it's something people commonly do because they associate the fact that the cat's not using the litter box with him misbehaving. He's either being bad or spiteful or stupid. So I include punishment on my list because it's important to know that a cat may be avoiding the box just because he's been punished in the past. When you punish a cat for peeing or pooping outside the box, here are the messages that he receives. Number one, he should be afraid of you. Gee, that's not quite what you had in mind, is it? And number two, peeing and pooping will get him in trouble. So even though you think you're teaching him that his location choice is what you're objecting to, the message he's actually receiving is that he needs to avoid peeing and pooping when you're around. And you know what's going to happen? He's going to start retaining his urine as long as he possibly can because he's afraid he's going to get in trouble. Punishment also means that you assume the cat is misbehaving. If a cat isn't using the litter box, it's because he feels he can't. And your job is to figure out why. Punishment is inhumane and it's counterproductive. This is Pam Johnson Bennett. For more information on this and other behavior topics, visit our website at catbehaviorassociates.com.